This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasad with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives meeting conclude discussion on various headings of appropriation bill. Concerned ministers to respond to the questions raised in discussion today. Parliamentarians in National Assembly meeting urge government to expand scope of PCR test as cases are increasing. Number of people returning home defeating coronavirus reaches 467 in Nepal, and global coronavirus cases across surpassed 7.8 million, more than 406,000 people die from virus so far. Now the news in detail. The lawmakers put forth their views during the discussions on the appropriation bill in the House of Representatives yesterday as well. As the time given for the lawmakers concluded yesterday, the minister would respond to the various issues raised during the discussion today. In yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, lawmakers put forth their views on the appropriation of the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Home Ministry and Defence Ministry, the Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, National Planning Commission Secretariat and the offices of President and Vice President. In yesterday's meeting, the lawmakers presented 10 different budget reduction proposals on various topics. They further stressed, including the programs of bolstering national security, providing citizenships and passports effectively, leading development activities in Lipu Lake, Limpia Thura and Kalapani region, bringing back the land encroached by India in the budget. In the meeting, the lawmakers also drew the government's attention towards incorporating issues, leading diplomatic efforts at the time of constitution amendment process, and extending mutual international development partnership in the appropriation bill. Regarding education sector, the lawmakers urged the government to assess the impact of COVID-19 before opening educational institutions and manage the problem of contract teachers. Earlier, House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota also assured of probe into the disputable issues raised in the Parliament meeting. In yesterday's meeting, Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Iswar Pokhrel, on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, presented the annual report of the National Security Council 2075-76 BS. Similarly, in yesterday's meeting, parliamentarians urged the government to expand scope of PCR tests as cases are increasing. The National Assembly members drew the government's attention for the proper management of quarantine centres as well. Speaking in a special hour of National Assembly session yesterday, Nepal Communist Party Kimlal Bhattarai said quarantine centres lacked proper management and all the basic facilities. He stressed that no citizen should be left to bear hunger during the crisis. Bhattarai underlined the need of ensuring the right to food to the people in quarantine. Seeking the government's attention to towards the smooth supply of seeds and fertilizers to farmers as the farming season had already begun, the lawmaker demanded special attention to transport dairy products, vegetables and fruits to the market. With the confirmation of 213 new cases, the total number of coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 3,448. Addressing the regular press briefing yesterday, spokesperson of the Health and Population Ministry, Dr. Bikas Depota, informed that within last 24 hours, 200 men and 4 women tested positive for COVID-19. Spokesperson Dr. Depkota further informed that coronavirus infection has now spread to 71 districts with confirmation of virus infection in 3,212 males and 236 females in total. He said 102 people returned home yesterday after health recovery from virus infection. As of now, 467 people have returned home following health recovery from the virus infection. Likewise, 399 males and 68 females returned home following health recovery from virus infection, and 13 people in total have lost their lives in Nepal due to COVID-19. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada has said that the economic activities would be resumed by continuing fight against coronavirus in the days to come. Addressing the 20th anniversary of Nepal Security Board through webinar yesterday, Minister Khatiwada committed that the economy, hard hit by the global pandemic of coronavirus, would be brought to normal by defeating coronavirus. He stated that the closure of share market has affected the investors and brokers. Minister Khatiwada also stressed on the need of forwarding the task by regulatory bodies and creating opportunity for long-term investment by mobilizing internal resources. He also urged Nepal Security Boards and Nepal Stock Exchange to work simultaneously for the creation of liquidity in the market. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, has banned the operation of all flights except those chartered flights to be facilitated by diplomatic missions. The CAN's decision is to have its huge effect on national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation, NAC. The company was making chartered flights almost every day during the lockdown. The CAN's move came as airlines companies and travel agencies were found alleged of charging passengers haphazardly in the name of chartered flights during the crisis. The decision has come into force from yesterday, and the CAN had stated about this by issuing a notice on Saturday night. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजी
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back, and can we continue with the rest of the updates? The Non-Resident Nepalese Association, NRNA, has stated that the number of death toll from coronavirus infection has sharply dropped in the Nepali diaspora community worldwide. The infected rate dropped by 75% in comparison to the previous week. NRNA coordinator Dr. Sanjeev Sapkota said that 4 Nepalis died of COVID-19 in Qatar and 1 each in Kuwait and the UK last week. He further said Nepalis living in 34 different countries have been infected with the virus so far. The NRNA shared that a total of 125 Nepalis living abroad died of COVID-19 and 5,590 individuals recovered from COVID-19 till the 6th of June. Sapkota said 14,454 Nepalis have tested positive for the virus. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Former U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell has strongly criticized U.S. President Donald Trump's handling of anti-racism protests, saying he has drifted away from the Constitution. The Republican, a former top military officer, is the latest to condemn the U.S. President's response, including his threats to use the army to quell rallies. He said he would vote for Democratic candidate Joe Biden in November's poll. U.S. President Donald Trump responded by calling Powell highly overrated. It comes amid days of nationwide protests against racism and police brutality sparked by the death of African-American George Floyd in police custody in Minneapolis on 25th May. Meanwhile, a slave trader statue in Bristol has been torn down and thrown into the harbour during a second day of anti-racism protests across the UK as well. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted that the protest had been subverted by thuggery. Thousands of protesters marched for a second day in London as well as cities across the UK, including Bristol, Manchester, Nottingham, Glasgow and Edinburgh. The total number of coronavirus cases across the world has crossed 7.8 million. As per the data collected by data analyst Worldometer, more than 466,000 people have died of coronavirus infection across the world. The total number of recovery from the coronavirus infection has crossed 3.45 million, while there are 3.21 million active cases across the world. In Asia, India has the highest number of coronavirus infections as it records more than 257,000 cases. India has also registered more than 7,200 deaths due to coronavirus infection. Meanwhile, China has issued a white paper on the country's battle against COVID-19. Issuing a statement yesterday, China's State Council Information Office unveiled the white paper, sharing its experience in fight against coronavirus pandemic with the rest of the world, terming the COVID-19 global pandemic the most extensive to affect humanity in a century. The white paper said China had launched a resolute battle to prevent and control its spread, cutting all channels of the virus transmission. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. Partly cloudy in rest of the country. Brief rain, thunder showers is likely to occur at few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. At one or two places of Province 2, Province 5 and Far West Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.7 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of 19.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. House of Representatives meeting concludes discussion on various headings of appropriation bill. Concerned ministers to respond to the questions raised in discussion today. Parliamentarians in National Assembly meeting urge government to expand scope of PCR test as cases are increasing. Number of people returning home defeating coronavirus reaches 467 in Nepal. And global coronavirus cases surpassed 7.8 million, more than 406,000 people die from virus so far. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.